When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
It always gets me. Fantastic. 11:38. It is a Thursday morning here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We're going to kick off your lunch hour here in 15 minutes. Get back into the World Cup. Many of you probably think, man, can't believe there's only one match left. But that's because you don't know soccer. There are two matches left. And we're going to dive into both of those coming up here in 15 minutes or so. But right now, it is time for Boy Music, brought to you by Globe Life.
Thank you, Matt. D Magazine published an article titled The 25 Most Influential Dallas Recording Artists of the Last 25 Years.
Okay.
And I found this pretty interesting to go through.
I wonder, I have a few that I imagine have got to be on the list.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see.
All right, so let's mention all of them, because I love celebrating music and the city that I was born in. This would be great. Snarky Puppy, who I've never heard of, came in at 25. At 24, it's Big X the Plug. And he's gotten a lot of traction here lately. And, of course, the song Texas that's been played all over the place.
Right.
But, man, I love that dude's flow. And I didn't know a ton about him, but I know Luca's mentioning the Texas song, and just listening to that, saying, okay, that dude has a little something. And it feels like that his star is kind of rising a bit now. Again, we're just going over the last 25 years, and he's been going at this for about 4 years now, and he's already on the list, and I think it's appropriate. When you think about artists here in Dallas, Big X the Plug is definitely one of them. Bobby Sessions is at 23. And this one at 22 hits personal for me, because Roy Hargrove is mentioned. And Roy Hargrove is probably not going to be known to a lot of people, but he is a jazz musician that I played in the band with in middle school.
That's who I thought that was.
Yeah.
When you said that name, I was like, man, I swear you've mentioned
that
this dude
personally,
before. Yeah.
My best friend that I lived across the street from growing up, he and Roy were best friends. So Roy would come visit him, and then we'd all hang out. And again, I played in a band with him starting in the fifth grade. So from fifth grade all the way to eighth grade, yeah. I played in a band with Roy Hargrove. Doc Severson came and gave him a trumpet because he didn't have one. He had a school issue trumpet, and he was so talented. They heard about the kid, and they were like, oh, no, we'll get him a trumpet. And from fifth grade on, man, our music teacher, Dean Hill, who is the absolute greatest, he just retired from being a band teacher. He was the best.
That's incredible.
Man, Roy would stand up and
120.
He'd cut the band and walk up and say, well, you're not playing it right. And he's the same age as I am. Like, man, what are you talking about? That dude had the skills back then, and he had a pretty big jazz career, probably known way more on the East Coast before he passed away. And I think he passed away in 2018, I believe. So just to see him on that list, man, and see the picture of him blowing his horn, I was like, okay, that hit home right there. That's my guy. Centromatic is 21. Power Trip is 20. And I'm just not trying to gloss over the bands that I don't know, but we have a long way to go. And I do want to give him a mention. Charlie Crockett, 19.
Okay, man, I'm surprised he's not a little higher. Okay.
Midlake made it at 18. Mark Rebillet, the Loop Daddy, who is Ticket's own, he is at 17, and he went to school. He went to Booker T, Arts Magnet, with Roy Hargrove and all the other people that I haven't mentioned yet. But the common theme is that they all went to the Arts Magnet here in Dallas. Bowling for Soup rolls in at 16.
I had a guess they'd be in the top, pretty high on there.
Edie Brickell is at 15. Yeah. The Polyphonic Spree comes in at 14.
Yep.
Of course, you mentioned Dallas and music. They're going to always be involved. Yes. Big Tuck, hip-hop artist, is at 13. Don Henley rolls in at 12. T-Bone Burnett comes in at 11. Not quite familiar with him. Kirk Franklin is at 10. Huge influence on gospel music that he had that was almost hip-hop infused. And a lot of people early on with him coming out, all the old school gospel music lovers are like, what the heck is with all this going on? But he started the trend, man. The DLC comes in at 9. Member of, well, not a member of NWA, but wrote a lot of their tunes. That dude is behind a ton of hits that you just don't know. Ghostwriting for Dr. Dre. Basically, if you had a Dre song, 9 times out of 10, DLC probably wrote that thing, man. And he had that accident that like cracked his larynx and his vocal cords where he couldn't rap anymore, but he still could write, and he's behind a lot of that. I'm going to try and get that dude on the show, man. I would love to talk to him. And I see him now more of a social media presence, mm-hmm. and him kind of talking or being interviewed now. I would love to have that dude on the show, man. Post Malone is at 8.
Okay.
The Chicks, formerly Dixie Chicks, are at 7. Toadies at 6.
Yeah, I figured they'd be way up there. Yeah.
O97's at 5.
Okay.
Leon Bridges, who's out now. He's been out for a while now, though. He comes in at number 4, still doing big things. Norah Jones rolls in at 3. St. Vincent, someone who I don't know anything about, comes in at 2. And, of course, I think we all know who the number 1 is with going through that list, and I haven't mentioned this person yet that definitely defines Dallas in music when you talk about it, because Erykah Badu comes in at number 1. And I thought that was pretty cool to kind of go through that, especially being from here and some of the musical influences when you hear East Coast and West Coast and Southern rap and all that. I always feel like Dallas kind of gets the short end of the stick when it comes to this. But now I feel like there are more people that are being, born and raised here that are doing their thing here that are getting noticed more on the national stage, that you bring that out and go, okay, because, you know, of course, Badu is huge. And deserves to be at the top of a list like this when you talk about the 25 most influential Dallas recording artists over the last 25 years. Again, this is from D Magazine.
Yeah, some of those, I've never heard of and have no concept of, but a lot of them, definitely the Toadies was one that I thought would be on there. Toadies and Bowling for Soup, but that was more, I guess, the type of music that I'm more familiar with for sure.
I would have flipped some, or I would have thought some of the rankings would have been flipped. Like, would have thought Don Henley would be a lot higher than he was at 12. No Pantera, as I just got from Kat, on the list. It feels like, and Leon Bridges, he's
Pantera
pretty
should
new
have been on the
comparatively
list.
To a lot of these guys.
I didn't even think about Pantera.
The Chicks ahead of Post Malone. I'm not sure that the Chicks have ever been bigger than Post Malone.
Now, this is the last 25 years,
I understand.
And I wonder if Pantera is the time when you talk about that and them being where they were. It's you know,
maybe
before 2000. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not too familiar with the run that they had and the musical influence that they had. But if you talk about all time, then this definitely would change, because you are talking about some of the newer artists here,
right?
And not some of the ones that's been around forever. But no, I can definitely see when you think about some of the more influential, more known groups, you think, okay, maybe it wasn't 25 years and that's why they're missing out. So if you put the asterisk saying it's the last 25 years, then you can kind of see how they played this out a bit.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, it's some of those that were on there, I've never heard of them, or I didn't realize that they were Dallas-based originally, probably, to come out.
So I thought it's cool just to see this and kind of go, and especially with Roy Hargrove being on there, man. That I was like, God, that's my dude. That's my guy. And how many Grammys? I can't remember how many Grammys he has on his shelf, man. That's great.